Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at the Hiram City Museum.
After retiring from the Forest Service, Dave Baumgartner recalls fighting the big fire of Loma, Idaho.
A microburst had hit the ground there at 50 miles an hour, and that dust was now building at that speed, and it came racing up that slope. It blew our hard hats off. It stung our eyes, so we had to turn our back to it. Hand on top of the head, and I felt this little hot sensation on my cheek. And I peeked out of my dust-filled eye, and I saw a little finger of flame go right past the end of the fire line where these guys had just stopped at the time. If we don't have the fire line burnt black, that unburned fuel inside starts again, spots over your fire line, and then you got to start all over again. And it was into that timber in an instant. And that thing ran 15 miles that afternoon in about 2.5 hours. We had at one time 300-foot flame lengths chasing us down that hill. You could feel the heat of that through the canopy. It's sucking so much air so fast to maintain all of that combustion that the air coming in is cold, but it's still coming really fast. And I told the crews to jump in there and set that thing on fire before it gets here. It was rolling stumps and logs down faster than we could light it. I was trained to be a dirtbag forester, to work in the woods and do all those kinds of things. I never went to the woods without a shovel. One of the useful tools is fire, to fight fire with fire. We have a machine called a TerraTorch that throws jellied gasoline and diesel out, and you can just spray it back and forth like a garden hose. They have a machine in a helicopter. It's a ping pong ball sphere dispenser with just a hopper full of these balls that goes through another little machine that pokes them with a needle and shoots a little antifreeze in there, and then it spews it out the side of the helicopter so they can string these things for a long, long way. The rule is you anchor and flank and pinch. All that afternoon and up until 1 o'clock in the morning, all we did was drive down the road and throw fusees out to set the woods on fire. We chased that thing for 21 days. Finally burned up into the high country, which it normally would do, and that's when we finally caught it, when Mother Nature decided to say, I've tested you enough, it's time I went somewhere else. Some of the large fires that were never extinguished before winter came would still have smoke coming out, even with snow on the ground, from those roots. They would burn down in the ground 3 or 4 feet deep. In fact, for the night shift, those were wonderful places when it was really cold. And so you cut yourself a little bench on those things. You can sit next to one of those burned out root holes, and it was pretty toasty.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support from Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.